My aunt's little ones are doing a 9-week course. And I mean, I know they're really Olic and stuff, but I just think it's kind of cruel. Because when she says sit, they sit. When she says come, they come. And now, she's teaching them tricks, like party tricks and stuff. I mean, it's exploitation. Come on, I mean, the poor dogs.
The combination meal, inspired by seven colors, is something for everyone. Nando's, fire it up. CliffCentral.com.
Welcome. If you don't know, you're on the Urban Culture Drive on Cliff Central every Tuesday, 3 to 4. And I'm never alone. I'm always chilling out with some really clever blacks, a couple of really clever duckies. Craig, what's going on?
Nah, I'm having one of those days. Johannesburg is super hot. I've had a crazy day. And just making it to the studio today was a bit of a struggle. Surprisingly, you were actually quite early today. You and Candace.
Yeah, it's because there was no traffic. I love Joburg at this time of the year. There's none of these pesky, like, everybody has gone down to, like, Cape Town and Durban for holiday and must just stay there.
I think, you know.
I've been preaching this forever.
Yeah, no, it's because I had too much to drink yesterday, actually, celebrating Cyril winning. So, you know, I was just like my president, you know.
So let's talk about that. Let's be a bit conceited for a second, right? Just because we're in South Africa and we think the world, Africa revolves around us, which it kind of does. Jokes, guys. What do you think of it?
I thought that was actually quite an interesting move. I mean, I was quite anxious when I was on Twitter. I kept on refreshing for the results, you know, and I'm looking at the rain go up and down and it's just like a bit of a struggle. But the moment that I saw it appreciate, I'm like, the white people's favorite person has won.
That's how you knew?
That's how I knew.
Okay. Candace?
I think I called from the beginning. I called that Cyril will take this. We all knew. Very close call, guys. I think he won by like 100 and something votes. Am I right? So, yeah, close call on that.
I think it was a little too close for comfort, I'll be honest.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
I think there's a, I don't know. I find it a little shady, guys. I find it just, it was too close. It was just too close. Because what it means essentially, and I always do analogy of soccer teams, right? So if this thing was a football team, half the guys in the team would think, no, let's play defensive. And half the guys in the team would think, let's play offensive. Then what do you do? Do you attack or do you defend? This is my problem.
I think that ultimately at the end of the day, it is a move towards the right direction to clean out the messes that we've had. And this is like from an academically orientated point of view. So
hey,
I'm just saying. I think you know it's time to clean up the country.
Dropping qualification bars. Anyway, so for the rest of you that want to drop some qualification bars, hit us up on Twitter at just hashtag Urban Culture Drive. You can always tag cliffcentral.com. We'll always be communicating with you through there. We're very responsive. Or if you want to be direct with us, I see the WhatsApp line is actually on the PC. So if you want to WhatsApp us, you can WhatsApp us on 079-748-2090. So that's 079-748-2090.
You never asked how Candace is.
And then let's engage.
I was gonna ask him now, like, can I have a chance?
You know why? It's
because like, can you ask me?
It's because men are trash.
It's because men are freaking trash.
It's because men are trash. I'm so sorry, Candace. How you doing?
I am doing fabulous. Thanks for asking. I'm doing really great. Thanks, guys. 100%. See, that was easy, right?
You didn't
have to even think about it.
I don't like stuff being a guy. Craig, hey.
You know what I mean. I mean, she's there looking awfully. Guys, if this was live, well, we are live on social media.
We are live.
Candace is looking gorgeous with incredible makeup. She's celebrating Cyril's success, you know?
Yo, what is going on, Candace? Like, that dress you're wearing today, I'm not going to lie.
Really?
It is. It's doing the right thing. It's doing the things with the parts.
Really?
All the things.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. I'm trying to get laid, so
hey,
hope it works.
So right. Speaking of getting laid, right? So we're in December. December's not in South Africa. It's not a month. It's a feeling.
It
right?
is.
It's a vibe.
Yeah.
Right. It's a national key point. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, I mean, some people call it silly season. And what we thought we'd do today, myself and executive producer Job, he's in the background doing all sorts of technical things. We thought we'd kick off this show, and especially because it's most likely going to be the last time we'll be live, right, until next year. And we all know the things that happen during December.
Yeah, it gets pretty lit.
It gets pretty lit. All of a sudden, the Candaces start dressing a whole lot sexier.
What did Drake say? Going out, wearing less and going out more. Started wearing less and going out more. Yeah, that's what happens in December, guys. Yeah.
So with that being said, I mean, as long as 9 months from now, you know, there aren't...
any signs.
As long as you can still fit in that dress. As long as you can still fit in that dress 9 months from now, I think it's all good. But I mean, with that being said, we have a pretty spicy show today, Craig.
Oh.
And before we really kick it off, I just want to know, in terms of your guys' perceptions of what you thought your December would be and how it is now, what's the contrast? I'll start with you, Craig.
I think what happened with me is that I got hooked up with Cliff Central, so I've just been quite busy. Les has been dragging me.
Candace, are you blaming? Wow. Really?
Les.
Les and Cairns have been keeping me quite busy. Job with his sex. Oh, Craig, wait. You know?
That was brilliant. That was so accurate.
It's been quite crazy. I just feel like it just still feels like it's July, but now I'm getting the December vibe because everybody's on leave. Joburg is a lot more clearer.
Yeah.
But it's quite, it's not going the way that I wanted. Also because of the fact that I got dumped via Facebook, so I don't know.
Hey.
We're still on that. You mentioned that a month ago.
It's still, you know.
And you know, because we're a team, we're all going to grieve together. So we'll all go drink together, morning. Cocktails together, and we'll all go smash together. It'll be a beautiful thing. Candace, how's yours been?
Mine, I feel like the general feel is that December isn't quite what it used to be, right? And so everyone's got like a bit of an average December. So mine, I mean, mine's generally boring.
You're just getting old, Candace.
This is exactly what I anticipated.
You're getting old.
We need to add some sparkle into your life, Candace. There's no way your December can be boring with that type of a dress on. So that's like, that's...
Really?
Yeah, guys, you should see her makeup on fleek.
Oh,
hair
my God,
done.
Guys. Can I just say something to everyone listening? I didn't even try.
Hey.
Okay?
Hey,
I woke up like this, okay? I'll tell you that.
Thank you, Beyonce.
Listen, just for you. Never forget. So anyway, let me tell you about my December, right? I'm actually quite happy with this December. So every single December of mine has been lit, okay? Yeah. What I'm happy about most about this December, I'll tell you the difference, right? Is that mine is a lot more chilled, which I'm very happy about because I need the rest.
Yeah.
I have more money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can't
because
relate.
It's that one December where I'm actually making a lot of money and it's staying in my pocket, which I'm very happy about. But also, this maturity thing is so tough, guys, because on one hand, I want to be that mature guy that doesn't ball out in December, then suffers the whole of next year for it, you know? But at the same time, I want to live my best life.
Yeah.
But I think I'm finding the best combination right now. So I've found for myself, right? So I've been traveling the whole year, mm-hmm. okay? And, you know, people right now, it's you know, the typical 9-to-5, this is their one time in the year they get to travel, right?
Yeah.
So already I can't relate with those guys. And I'm okay with this. So I'm like, go to Durban, go to Mozambique, I've gone to Mozambique twice this year already. You know, I'm okay with being in Joburg.
I mean, I just met you and I'm already going to Swaziland.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We were in Swaziland last week.
By the way, guys, you guys went on a really great trip the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Without me. I feel like you guys replaced me with some person.
Okay.
Before we get derailed. We'll pick up on that later.
I was deeply hurt.
No, don't worry.
We can deal with this off air.
Okay. Okay. Drinks on me. That's what I'm saying. So kicking off today, it's going to be a spicy topic. So we all know that the December that we want and how it's going are not quite the same, right? On my side, I think the one thing that matters the most, or pertains the most, is to say, what have you learned this year and how are you going to change it next year, right? With regards to everything.
Yeah.
And funny enough, with our generation, the one thing that we all really suck at is relationships.
Yeah.
And I've been preaching this, and I just find it fascinating because I'm quite comfortable with where I am. But I want to know, right? So we're going to go through a couple of topics, okay? And because it's going to be so nice and tight-knit today, right? So we're going to be going to keep it very intimate. I want to do a couple of rapid fires with a couple of you guys. And I want you guys to let me know. Just speak your mind. Don't overthink it. Don't try to be politically correct because we never are anyway. But the one thing that we all know is that in this season, right, it's typically the time where you always get that random call. It's always like an unknown number around 2 a.m. right? or you get like that random SMS or WhatsApp that's like, hey. It's never just hey. So like, hey, you know? Craig, you're like, what's going on, fam? Like, listen, I got this dissertation. No, it's always, hey,
what's up,
how you been doing,
how you doing, boo,
how you doing, stranger?
And it's always like, just listen to this backtrack. This is usually what's playing in the background of that of that WhatsApp.
I bet.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We get you.
Yeah.
We're right there with
you. I can so relate.
So I'll be honest. So I think about 2 nights ago, I got a random call at like 3 in the morning. And I was like, hells no.
Mm-hmm. I ain't going back there.
Hells no.
Heck no.
And I got some really strong views on this. Now, if you guys are confused and you don't know what we're talking about yet, we'll break it down for you. So the very first topic, right, is December. And it's a time where people are not at work and they're spending more time alone, right? And it's this time where you start reminiscing over someone that you used to be with, right? And I want to know, what's your guys' take, right, on dating someone and going back to your ex?
I think that, you know, when you break up with an individual, it's seriously, it's over. Especially for me, you don't exist. You cease to exist. We tried our thing. It never worked out. So it would take quite a lot of pride for me to come crawling back. I usually have all my exes. Yes, I'm exposing all you bitches. Knocking back or texting me, I don't do that.
You sound so hurt.
I still am. Still a little bit fragile. You know, it's only been like a couple of weeks. So I just do feel that once we've broken up, we've cleaned the slate. And that's where I stand from it.
Okay, I'll speak for myself on this one. So I've only ever been in like one, you know, serious relationship. And would I go back to him? You know what? He was great. What a great guy.
So what did you do wrong?
You know what? I feel like we were at different stages in our lives. I was still in varsity. He had graduated. He was living his best life. I was still that student getting drunk at Hatfield Square. You know, and sometimes you kind of, it doesn't work out. But would I go back to him if he came calling me up?
Especially now in December.
Damn. And he was rich. He had money here. Yeah, I would. Cyril, where you at, boo? Yeah, definitely. Definitely go back to him.
Okay. That is quite rare.
For the racks.
For all the wrong reasons, but that's fine.
You understand what I'm saying? And the fact that he might be listening, so your chances just...
I hope you're listening, baby. Please text me. I blocked you on WhatsApp, though, but you'll find a way.
Email.
So on my side, for me, that's literally a definition of a toxic relationship.
Going back to your ex?
Toxic relationship. Because you call it quits for a reason. And for someone like me, when I call something quits, like, you'd better know that it's done.
It's a wrap.
When I make a decision, I make a decision. And so it's very important for me to know where people stand. I don't like the gray. For me, things are very black and white. Mm-hmm. So for me, I mean, Craig would say that, oh, no, we'll never go back. For me, it would be a matter of, listen, we didn't even date.
Wow.
You know? It depends. Like, if it was like a 3-month vibe thing,
they say anything under like 6 months is not dating.
It's not a real thing.
It's just courting and like courting, friendship. Yeah. Like, No. Vibing.
It's vibing.
Apparently, that's the thing. We're vibing. What does that mean? What does that mean?
It's the gray. It means what it means.
Vibing. No, I'm vibing.
Vibing has no has no formal definition. It's when people are together and they really enjoy each other's company.
But it's not exclusive, right?
It's not necessarily exclusive, but also you don't necessarily have to talk about it because then you're
creating... We don't take pictures, right?
No.
We don't post each other.
We're not posting. Mm-mm. We're not doing
Ever.
Any of that.
Mm-mm-mm. Golden rule, man.
Listen, maybe like Instagram stories or something. But
yeah, something that goes away after 24 hours.
100%. Because now, as soon as like you take a picture and it's there forever, it's like, oh my gosh, like you're like that stain on like a white shirt.
Yeah. No, but even if it's Instagram stories, it has to be in a very general setting, like at the sense.
Yes,
you
it
know,
can't it, be like singled out. It can't it needs to be like, okay, we're at a club, so I'll pan
so
over.
So I'll
the
just
crowd
pan over.
And you bae in the corner, you know, type of thing.
You're bae for the quarter. Quarter to bae. Not there yet.
I'll tell you one thing that I am happy about, though, this December, is that I'm single. Wow, guys.
You being single, Les.
But Les, everybody wants you.
New,
and
bro.
Ever since we posted a picture on Facebook, even the gay guys are now, like, you know.
Can I tell you something? So, I mean, we all went to an event last week, Saturday, right? And I kept telling Candace this, and she wouldn't believe me, that, listen, when I go out, typically, I get hit on more by gay guys than I do by girls. Mm. And it's always, I mean, it was no different that night. But also... It's, I mean, that aside, Craig, I'm just feeling so happy to be in my own space.
It is nice.
Oh my gosh, that is so refreshing.
Yeah.
Not to have to think about someone or Literally, when my phone rings, I can decide whether I want to pick it up or not.
Yeah.
Like, that is a, that is freedom, guys. And listen, in this technological age where...
Yeah.
I mean, I can tweet what I want. I can Instagram what I want. I can, I could do whatever I want. I mean, the picture that you posted, yeah, right, had people like spinning, had them in a tailspin. I'm like, good, stay in your tailspin because you're stupid. Fine, stay in your tailspin.
1,300 likes. I've never hit that amount of likes
really
on Instagram.
Really, you've never hit that high?
Well, I've hit 1.4.
I mean, you've got 18,000 followers. Hello. You only managed to get 1,000 likes.
Well, you know what?
No, I'm asking. Like, no. For real. Like, wow, people are so vicious.
I got a quote about Instagram just before I move off topic, that not just because somebody doesn't follow you on Instagram doesn't mean that they don't follow you on Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's true.
All right. Back on topic.
So you have like the direct influence and indirect influence. Anyway, you know what? We're going to go into a quick break right about now. Just to almost set the mood, and then straight after that, we're going to go into our topics. It will be a lot of rapid fire. There'll probably be like a couple of embarrassing moments because people won't have time to think. And we're just going to shoot off the cuff because that's what we do on Cliff Central anyway, at least on the Urban Culture Drive. So just quick, after this.
This is CliffCentral.com.
And of course, I'm still back with Candace. Hey, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. Always.
And Craig?
I'm having a really good afternoon, actually. I'm excited.
You seem a little excited. What's popping off tonight?
It's this topic.
Who are you calling up tonight?
It's this topic. You just like being spicy, no?
You know, it's
who are you texting that hey to
who
tonight?
Am I texting? Who am I not texting?
Hey.
You like Lesego who sends BCs every day of his life. Every single day, fam.
Every single day.
Anyway, from putting Lesego on blast onto our next topic. Something very interesting, right? So, I want to go with Candace because clearly Candace has been dating other guys since your last breakup. But what's your take on dating and thinking about your ex?
I don't think about him at all.
Aha.
All right.
The end. I'm done. Drops mic.
Done.
Can I drop this thing? I'm joking.
Craig?
That'd be funny, actually. I think that, you know, there's something that happens when you're dating other people and you're thinking about other people because you start comparing the two. So there's something that's missing that you were used to at some stage. And now you're not exactly sure. So there are all these checkboxes that you have, but you're like, but my ex used to, you know, do the thing that needs to be done. The parts were done, you know. So I think that we need to just always separate the two. These are two separate individuals, but it does happen.
But with that being said, though, if you liked what your ex did, whatever, like you washed the dishes, for example, and the new guy that you're dating doesn't, I mean, I don't know. It's obviously very natural to compare, right? But I feel like there's no harm in just communicating. It's like, listen, I just, you know, it would make me so happy if you did the dishes.
But you can't just always do that because, I mean, in situations like that where it's easy to sort of maneuver, like, please do the dishes, that's easy. But we're talking about what if somebody is unemployed and you're...
when the issues aren't as petty. As dishes, you know?
So what do you do
sometimes
then?
Sometimes you have to...
Then you must reevaluate.
Firstly, you need to reflect on your life, for starters. Sort yourself out real quick. Because clearly when you're napping on yourself. And yeah, that's what you do, I guess.
But I've always said that... people that do not have money are always the hardest and the prettiest. No offense to Les and
to myself, yeah. Yeah, it's fine. I'll take that, though.
And people that are actually the ugly, they're the ones who are moneyed. And it's actually quite true.
Because they need to overcompensate.
Should I give an example with our recent ANC president? You know, the richest man currently.
But I think Cyril's hot, bruh.
$450 million, definitely he's hot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's hella fine.
I'm not going to lie, guys. Those are some really broad statements that you're bringing out here. So you're telling me that on average, a guy that has money is not so good looking. And on average, a guy that is broke is guy or girl that is broke is typically very good looking.
Yeah. I mean, especially I'm talking about the men. You know, I mean, I obviously deal with the men. But I think when it comes to chicks, to some extent, it does. I mean, that's why all the pretty girls end up
like
with
myself,
the ugly.
Yeah.
Ugly rich guys who actually back it up. You know, they know how to take them out. They know how to take care of themselves. So, yeah.
Candace, do you agree?
I absolutely agree with that statement. A little broad. I mean, sometimes, I mean, but I get where you're going with it. But yes, I do agree. I do agree that.
So just to put in my two cents, with my experience, right, and if we're going to really look at, let's say, girls in the club, right?
Mm-hmm.
Typically,
slay queens.
Bad bads. Typically, I would be surprised. I'm not gonna lie. I would be surprised to find a bad with a CA qualification. Mm. I would be surprised to find a bad with an engineering qualification or a master's in anything really. And when we talk about bad bads, we're really talking about like slay queens, guys. I mean, like girls
but
that
hair
on fleek, makeup on fleek, dress on fleek, great body. Literally take a picture of her and put a poster of her in your bedroom wall. That's who we're talking about.
I would have to disagree. I feel like, you know what? Many of these women do have these qualifications and can, to a degree, take care of themselves. Look, we have to look at the definition of slay queen. Okay. Slay queen, slay queen is a hand that goes to the club, dates people's fathers. Is that a slay queen?
It is.
And let's define slay queen and beds.
Let's define this. So if you have, let's say, more than 15,000 followers, right, on any social media
platform.
So
you're popular, that makes you a slay queen?
Yeah. No, why are you popular? That's what I'm saying. If you're popular...
Why are you popular, Liz?
I think I'm just a nice guy.
Okay, fine. Let's go.
What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to objectify this thing, right? So if you have a really large social media following, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you take very provocative type of pictures that get a lot of likes, mm-hmm. right? And you are known as that person with a great body, mm-hmm. okay? And you're always in the club, okay?
Yeah.
You typically would date guys that are about 15 years or older than you.
Yeah.
Most of the by the way, these guys that you're dating, 99% of the time, are never on your social media profile.
Oh, yeah, absolutely not.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But I must tell you that most of these hands really are either in varsity or recently graduated. But it's never only ever some, you know, Tembi from Tembi's, you know, who's just pretty and using pretty privilege and living her best life.
Let's engage.
It's a little deeper sometimes.
Let's engage in this topic because I fundamentally disagree.
Why?
So whenever I'm out and I have a conversation, I mean, I'm not afraid to go up to people and just have a random conversation, right?
Yeah.
And I'll work it and I'll be like, hey, what do you do? What, you know, what do you study? What's happening? You never get a straight answer. Ever. It's always a matter of, yeah, no, I'm studying. Okay, what are you studying? It's always something really general, like business management.
Do you want them to study, Liz?
No, but it's always something really general. And if you ask them about that very specific topic, they can't really tell you much. I'll give you an even better one. If you ask them, where do you work? No, like, I just, like, I have my own business. Okay, doing what?
Self-employed.
Yeah, and then you're like, doing what? And it's like, oh, just a bit here and there, you know, delivering that and delivering this. And it's never a straightforward answer.
I think, you know, just to add on that, yes, I am a slay king on Instagram. I do have my own number of followers.
But you've got a master's degree.
But I've got, you know.
Hold on.
Does it make it better, though?
I've been wanting to do this for a while.
Anyway, so just moving right along. I think one thing I love about social media is that people are allowed to express their bios. So whenever I have a look at whether it's a guy or a girl, and they talk about PR, marketing, model, fashion, I immediately say you are a mess.
Like, so you guys think that people that are in marketing or in PR are trash?
It's not even like that. But if you study at JP College, yes.
But no.
Do you know what it is? If you can't be doing a million different things, right? And excuse me. And that's what you do. Like, you're not actually saying anything. It's like saying I'm an engineer and I breathe and I walk. And I, you know what I mean? And I drive sometimes. Like, what do you do? Like, give me a concrete answer.
So, no. I need to get back to that freaking JP College thing. What are you trying to say, Wena?
No.
Inklik.
Okay, what I'm trying to say is...
What are you trying to say about JP College?
Okay, no, forget about
JP. For 5 marks, shoot.
Calm down. What I'm trying to say about such individuals that have all these different kind of profiles happening, the kind of career possibilities. I mean, a person is an actor, model, / slay queen. You are just everything. For me, I'm going back to what Les is saying, that the fact that you are actually nothing. You're famous for being famous. You're not, you can't give me a concrete answer of exactly what it is that you do.
If it's getting you that money,
is it though?
Then it's fine.
That's what I'm saying.
If it don't make money, it don't make sense, boo. Get your money up.
So there's a brilliant line by Jay-Z on one of his songs, and I might even mess it up right now, but it says, we see you putting money on your ear. There must be a disconnect. We don't call that money over here.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I go out and guys still get fascinated that they can buy a bottle of anything at any club.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fam, that's not even money. You know, and for me, I'm like, we need to upgrade our consciousness now.
Yeah.
Because essentially, you can't, let's get really deep about this, right? If you're going to be having, relations with older guys, okay?
Zaddies.
Mm. So that your nails are always looking good and your hair is always looking good, then your priorities are in the wrong place. Now, I'm not judging, okay? Because people make decisions, okay? And I've always preached this to say that guys always judge girls because girls have the option of marrying a really
wealthy guy.
That's
exactly what I was going to say to you guys.
So I'm not trying to critique here, because the truth is that had males had as much of an option as what females
would do it too.
Honestly, like, the guys would be doing exactly the same thing. However, that doesn't negate the fundamental difference that, and somebody said this on Twitter, to say that some girls, and I mean, I told you this about this yesterday, Ken, is that it's so sad that some girls sleep their way all the way to the middle.
Yeah.
For me, that's sad.
Yeah.
You're sleeping your way to the middle, fam.
Yeah.
Like, let's drive a bit more. Let's
make it work for you. You know,
a bit more ambition. Just a little bit more ambition.
If I'm gonna do that, can we get the proper results? Can we do it right?
Can your value proposition be on point, though? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it.
No, I do understand.
Nothing wrong with sleeping your way to the top.
I think that when you find an opportunity and it works for you, irrespective of what it might be, or, you know, I do feel like it's absolutely important for you to pursue it if you feel like it works for you at that particular point in time. We don't always have the same amount of opportunities. We don't have the same degrees.
Exactly.
So if it works and you feel subconsciously you're 100% okay with it, then go for it. Go slay. Ultimately, at the end of the day, you're responsible for all your actions.
Here we go.
With that being said, okay, I'm going to jump straight into what I want to have your guys' opinions on, right?
Cool.
And that's friends with benefits.
Ooh.
Okay. Essentially what this is, it's a transactional relationship, right? It's listen, I like Candace, you're hot, you're sexy, whatever. Come with me to my year end functions,
because
you make me look good. Come to my place, so you make me feel
sending
good.
You an Uber, boo.
and then I will do this for you in return. Okay. So what's your opinions?
My opinion on friends with benefits?
Yes.
Okay, I'll tell you now, you got it wrong. It's not really friends with benefits is basically there's an existing friendship, right? Okay, and you guys have explored the sexual side of it, right? It's not really transactional in that sense, but that's how I feel about it, and I feel like it's cool. Do you? But you guys understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Like, there's an existing friendship there, and you guys have just decided to cross over and have sex with each other because, quite frankly, no one else wants to have sex with you.
Craig?
Absolutely. Okay. I think for me, when it comes to such, you know, sensitive topics, things that are like steamy, I always say that sex and money are quite interrelated. So when I think friends with benefits, like referring specifically to Liz's, explanation of what the scenario might be, someone likes you, their money, they'll do this for you if you do this for them. Social currency. Sex is power. Money is power. So having sex for money or money for sex is simply an exchange of power.
That was so deep.
Yeah.
That was a young PhD in terms of benefits, if you didn't know. And I agree with you fundamentally. However, I have a slightly different take on specifically friends with benefits. So for me, I actually wouldn't mind a situation of having a friends with benefits, right?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Simply because I want to be, for lack of a better word, you don't want to go out there slinging what you have to every Tom, Dick, and Harry. You know what I mean? You want one person to share that with, right? And to a certain extent, I'm quite conservative, right? So I don't like to be out there, you know? If I have something with friend A and we have this arrangement because we want to be comfortable with each other and we also don't want to put ourselves in risk, It's another thing that we keep on just overlooking, that it's so risky out in these streets, fam. You know? That you kind of want to be safe with one person that you trust. Or at least until, you know, that person perhaps bumps into their wine or whatever the case may be. I don't know. That's when the dynamics start getting a little shady. Craig?
I think that is the biggest assumption you've just made entirely in your entire sex life. You should just get rid of that. Statistically, and I know I'm going to come with stats, which is, I always feel like
they're... No, it's fine. You've got a master's. Okay,
enough.
It's fine.
Enough.
Yeah.
Don't be jealous. All right. You know that currently the highest amount of any kind of STDs or STIs, as they currently call them, they're not in prostitutes or gay people. Mm. They're actually in married people. Actually people that are in relationships where they stop having sex,
using condoms.
Sex. Yeah. Yeah. So that makes it a lot more riskier, and the highest amount of infections have actually been found to be within that group of people, because you trust your partner and you are
absolutely
sure that they're safe, and it's not always the case.
Wow.
I find that fascinating, because that plays a whole different type of dynamic, because that's where you get a sugar daddy who obviously has a wife, right? And then they have their pretty young thing on the side that they want to do something with. And I guess that's where those, you know, that type of, that's where the risk comes in, okay? Because, tell me if I'm wrong, but I don't think that monogamy is natural to people.
I agree.
I would agree, but all I'm saying is specifically for everyone that is, you know, that enjoy their sex, please always just protect yourself. Like, even if you've went testing and everything, I just feel like it's just a lot better.
But I must add, I actually spoke to a friend of mine who said, we can all preach, wear a condom, use a condom, use a condom, use a condom. You know, we can preach it and we can hand out condoms and use a condom. But when you're in the heat of the moment, who's gonna, you know, like when you're in the heat of the moment and we need to actually get the condom on, but we really don't have to because I'm a little drunk right now. So, you know, put it in already, you know, okay, in those moments. So I feel like we need to actually educate people on, you know, the necessity of actually using a condom.
I guess what Candace is saying, that shit happens.
Yeah, when shit happens. Okay, I'm not allowed to swear. Why
put it in.
Me swear? Anyway, I think when something like that happens, then that's when you call your BFF Craig and say, hey, Craig,
but you're drunk.
No, you call me before 72 hours and say, I need prophylaxis. So that's when you go to the hospital, you know, or you go to the clinic, and it's actually for free right now. Mm. And you're on my meds for about 28 days just to sort of make sure that you don't get infected by any form of STD or STI. So
that's crazy. I didn't even know about that.
Wow,
you understand?
What is that?
Do you see why you need to do your master's?
Shade.
With that being said, I will do our research and we'll run back on that. But in that case, and I mean, we really alluded to it, right? Because now my question becomes, if you are in a committed relationship, you found that person that is the one, you found the person that makes you smile and happy every day, blah, 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 all that nonsense they tell you in love songs. When is the right time to then not use a condom?
Oh, my God. Okay, my experience, it literally happened when I was drunk. So I think when you feel very comfortable, and you can never put a specific time frame, because Candace, as she has already put it clearly, that ish happens. So I think when you're super comfortable and you're super relaxed, that's when it actually can happen. But it shouldn't be something planned or premeditated. It always ruins the moment. If it's something not planned, then it's absolutely hella fun.
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. I think it's obvious, it's super necessary to protect yourself. But within the institution of marriage, obviously there's a certain level of trust. And I think in marriage, you guys have to test, get tested. I think getting tested, both of you getting tested together, and then taking it from there. I don't know.
So on my end, that's easier said than done, right?
Yeah.
It comes down to that whole trust issue now.
Yeah.
So now if we're getting tested every 6 months, now the question is, how much do you trust me? It's the exact same thing with like a prenup. You know, everyone's blah, 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 prenup, you don't love me, you don't trust me, blah, blah. I think it's utter nonsense. I mean, I'm not even dating yet, and I already have like my prenup drafted.
You are crazy psycho.
That's only because I have lawyer friends, which is the only perk I should know of having a lawyer friend. But anyway. But literally, I'm sorry, I will not back down. I will have a prenup. I think it's the exact same type of situation. So I think it's a lot easier said than done.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. I think, you know, to sort of pre-think everything or pre-meditate can actually be a lot of fun, and it can also put you in a very comfortable situation, just like I suppose sex, if we put it that way, unprotected sex. But I still stem or I still say, well, maybe because I'm gay, I've always had protected sex. I've never, because I've always been afraid of anything that I might contract out there. And it's not me saying that I shame anybody who was unfortunate in that with regards to that issue. But I'm just saying that if I'm still alive and I'm still breathing, I will do something.
You will protect yourself at all costs.
At all costs, yeah.
Got you.
That's one thing that I think we can all agree on, right?
Absolutely, guys.
For once on this show. My gosh. You know what? And I'm going to end it there before we go into another topic and we tell each other some scrap now. We get into arguments. But we want to get into a really fun time now where Candace gets to shine bright like a diamond.
Finally, I finally have my moment. Oh,
you've
my God.
You've always had your moment, though.
I finally get to shine on here.
So, Candace,
so guys, we're going to play a game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you want to intro that? Did you want to lead me into that?
Do your thing. It's your time. Okay. It's your time. Do your thing.
Okay, cool. So, guys, we're going to play a game. So, it's basically storytelling. And it's called Fortunately, Unfortunately. How it will go is I will start with a statement. You will then go, unfortunately, blah, 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 blah. Okay, he will then go, fortunately, blah, blah, blah. I will go, unfortunately, blah, blah, blah.
But obviously, we're going to stick to the topic that we have today,
yes,
right?
Yes, you have to stick to the topic.
Okay.
Right. I'll then start with a statement. Let's say...
Is this like a trial run?
Yeah, let it be a trial run.
Yeah, yeah, okay, cool. Please. So I'm going to go... Last night I saw a Slay Queen.
Unfortunately, she's probably ugly in the inside.
Fortunately, she's from a really wealthy family.
Ah, I get you.
Unfortunately, she is dating someone's father.
Let's keep it going.
Fortunately, she probably has a very sexy bum.
Unfortunately, I can't touch it because her dad is really wealthy and can slit my throat because he's part of the mafia. I don't know.
Fortunately, she's got a job at Taboo.
Unfortunately, her makeup, oh, dreadful.
Fortunately, now I can get into Taboo for free.
Unfortunately, her zaddy doesn't like guys coming. Oh, God, guys, I ruined it. Sorry. Unfortunately, okay. Sorry. Yeah. You're supposed to keep going.
But okay, yeah. That's fine. You know, that's a cool game. For any of you that are listening out to the Urban Culture Drive, that's a new drinking game you guys can have. I think we've just invented it. We're going to own it. We're going to run with it.
True.
And we would, you know, I think we're going to have one more round of this.
Yeah, let's
right?
do one more.
We'll do one
but
more
you,
round.
You start with the statement.
Okay, also, I was thinking we're going to go one more round, then we'll go into a song, and then we'll go to the, back to the show just to end it off, right?
Cool.
Okay, cool. So I'll kick it off. So, fortunately, I broke up with my girlfriend yesterday.
Unfortunately, you cried.
Fortunately, she's probably going to call you the following day.
Fortunately, I really like her best friend anyway.
Unfortunately, she doesn't like you back.
Unfortunately, the best friend is a slave queen.
Fortunately, Bitcoin is doing nice things, so I think I'll get wealthy and I'll be her zaddy.
Unfortunately, she doesn't date zaddies.
Fortunately... she just probably thinks you're pretty cute too.
Okay, now I just stuffed it up.
Unfortunately, before you know it, it gets to you, and then you need to think of something, and you just can't think of anything. But it's a great game, guys. I invented it.
This is why you should study your masters.
You know what? You know what? I'm enrolling for my freaking masters. Damn
what?
It. I'm enrolling.
You just have to.
You gotta do it.
You know it.
I'm doing it. Fine.
You don't care as well. I think we'll do this every week. I love it. I think we're sick.
You like
I think you just made my December. But anyway, you know, I think what we're gonna do now. We're gonna go into a track, and we'll see you guys straight after this. Still one of my, I think, favorite artists. I mean, listen to that. I would totally like dump a slay queen for this chick, like any day. And Candace look at me funny. So with that being said, I think let's drop this before things get a little overly heated in the studio.
Rolls eyes.
My baby.
is cliffcentral.com.
What do you think of Lady Zamar, Craig?
She's big. But anyway, she's an amazing singer.
Wow.
What?
So much shade so early in the show.
Hey, Mara Craig also, yes?
Hot damn. What?
You asked my honest opinion.
You're actually so boring. I'm going to tell you that. Like, what
border, Joe? It's because he's got abs and legs and things.
It's because you look like you were sculpted by Jesus Christ himself.
Oh my gosh.
And you look like you're photoshopped.
Guys, I need to paint the picture. Like,
and now you think you can just go around telling other people they're not...
I'm jealous, sweetie. Tell him.
You don't get to do that, okay, Craig?
All right.
Body shaming in December.
Degree shaming. Varsity shaming. Every single... Oh, my God.
Listen here, guys. If you try to go to gym and you didn't make it, okay, and you don't look
Craig
like a Greek god, like, I want you to go to the beach anyway and live your best life.
Live your best life.
Okay? And just stay away from... I'll tell you where Craig is, so you stay away, far away from... In fact, Craig, you don't like going to... you know,
Craig, what are your plans
banish
this
you.
December?
I banish you from any beach in South Africa this December.
Because you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for my flight.
I banish you. You're still being spicy. Anyway, we're going to run this down. It's too late. Listen, guys. Quick things, right? So, last topic. It's December now. We're going to talk to the people again next year in January. Real quick, I want you to tell us what are the things we should not do in December. We're going to do everything because we're doing the most, living our best life. But what are the fundamental things we should not do in December? Let's kick it off. Candace.
Don't get into a relationship.
Hey! Craig.
Don't body shame, especially on Cliff Central.
And you know what, on my side, don't especially at this time of the year, this is the time of the year where a lot of people start to reflect, right? And they start planning for 2018. For me, don't sell yourself short. Just think bigger. Okay? Be more aggressive, be more audacious. When you tell people what you want to do, the first thing that should come out of their mouth is how dare you have the audacity to even think you can do that. Then that's when you know you're on the right track.
Yeah, that's great. That's a nice one.
I think that's the first compliment I've ever had from Candace. I'm just going to shut up now.
You're so inspirational.
I'm just going to shut
you
up now.
Make me want to be a better human being.
Speaking of better human beings, we all love our mothers no matter who you are, right? Tell me, real quick sticks, right? Especially because now it's December. What are some of the things that you don't want your mom to know about your December, Candace?
That I'm going to have a very large body count.
I don't know. I think for Candace, just to really speak for you, maybe after what happened in Party on the Plot, you wouldn't want your mom to see and the mess you were. But anyway, I think for me, the one thing that I would not want my mom to see is just to find out how mean you are. Okay, we know that. But anyway, moving right along, just to see what's happening on my WhatsApp. It's lit, hey? My DM WhatsApp, everything is just super lit. So yeah, I'm having the time of my December.
Well, you guys are living the best lives. I want to keep this going. We're gonna name, I think, four things each of us. For me, things I wouldn't want my mom to know... there's no other way to put it, but I'm not a really nice person when you meet me.
Yeah, you're not nice at all.
I've got a resting B face, one, because I'm always thinking about something. And two, if I'm thinking about something and I'm really into it, I'm not going to lie, I can snap. I can be quite moody. And I apologize for that. I've been trying to be a better person. I'm going to leave it there. Give me your number two, Candace.
My number two? I really can't think of anything right now, guys. What else?
I wouldn't want my mom to see my porn collection. It would be so awkward.
Hey!
So I better not, like, die or something. And then they're like, yo, but this guy was a hoe, though. But rest in peace.
I wouldn't want my mother to see my nudes folder.
You have a nudes folder?
Yeah, I do. And no fire way. Ones, guys. I must say, I take the best nudes.
You are.
Like, because I get them right.
Guys, we'll see.
Get them right.
After the show, we're all going to Candace's place.
Yeah,
we're going to sit around your
we'll
laptop.
Have a slideshow.
It's going to be like a team bonding type of moment. On my side, things that I would want, thinking off the top of my head, probably how much I spend on going out. Yeah, definitely how much I spent on going. I mean, Craig was not impressed how much I spent last weekend. Hey, we made it rain in that place.
No. It was just super lit.
It was too lit. But I mean, with that being said, last weekend was lit. The last week's show was lit. This week's show was lit. You guys have been lit. We've been seeing all your comments on Twitter. It's been quite funny, to be honest. But thanks for engaging with us. I think what we're going to do is we're going to compile everything that we've had on social media, all the engagements, and we're just going to have an engagement show. I think that's what we're going to do. And we're going to unpack every single one of them.
Yeah, that would be cool.
So with that being said, there's just like 30 seconds left of the show. Quick sticks. Let me try and think from Craig and Candace. What's your words of December love to everybody listening?
Stay safe, don't drink and drive.
Okay, stay safe. If you do drink and drive, just make sure that you drink a bit of Red Bull, water, you know, take care of yourself. But guys, thank you so much for supporting us. We love you. I know I'm very controversial. Black Twitter's probably going to be after me, but it's chill.
And of course, because the last show of the year, there was not a chance we're going to end this thing without having
without
a word.
The main guy.
Hey. Listen to that.
Exactly.
Executive producer job. What's your message to end of the year?
So we were in Swaziland last week, right?
Right.
Without me, yeah?
Yeah, you got left behind. So my words is, when you cross the border, get those protector plus and wrap up. Stay safe and enjoy the December. That's what's up.
This is why we love executive producer job. Best guy in the game. Best guy out there. Guys, quit your 9-to-5 and get yourself a job. For myself, it's all love. Love everyone around you. Love your mother more. Love your friends more. Just spread the love, man. And when you spread love, love bounces back. And sometimes it bounces back with more love in the form of money, love, friendships, relationships, whatever. So from my side to you guys and from the whole crew, all love. Cheers. See you again next year.
It's CliffCentral.com.
Exclusive on HowlSpot.
Sing about the paper, sing about the day after, sing about the day.